T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Marks and Reese on a football Friday. That's right. Johnny Marks, Ike Reese. What's up, Ike?
Johnny Marks. Holla at your boy.
And there is a football game this weekend. You can hear it on WIP, the Pro Bowl.
How about that?
Yes, the flag football Pro Bowl. But yes, you can hear it on WIP. So, but it's a football Friday because we are now zeroing in on the game as we had this week. Now it feels like it's time to zero in on the game, and we'll be out in Arizona next week and we'll be doing it all week long. But so let me start with this, Ike. And I am positive, John. All right. So this isn't being negative, John, but it's not a worry Wednesday. But I was thinking about Jonathan Gannon. He had the video came out yesterday, and he was saying he's going to bleep and gut the 49ers. And people are like, yeah.
Philly guy.
Agreed. Yeah, yep. And for the most part, I mean, I've been positive with Jonathan Gannon. I haven't had a lot of complaints about him. The defense has been very good.
I mean, from your complaint standpoint.
Okay.
I don't know if you're really in the Gannon camp.
Well, you're right.
Are you on the Gannon wagon?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if you
remember. Is that a thing?
We got to start that, the Gann wagon.
No, that's Robbie on the post game.
Oh, that's Robbie E?
He's the founder of the Gann wagon.
Okay, you know? Okay. Well, thanks for clearing it up.
It gets rickety there for a little bit. You got to oil up the wheels again.
Yeah, but hang on. I started the Wentz wagon.
I know.
And people use that. I didn't say that people couldn't use the name.
I didn't say we couldn't use it. I just want to make sure we gave proper credit to Robbie E.
Well, we did.
Just do it.
So I am not.
I'm off of it. I'm out.
The Gann wagon's awesome. So, to your point, I wouldn't say I'm on the Gann wagon.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's done a good job this year. And the bottom line is the results are the results. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to criticize him and say, oh, it's the players. And then if there's a bad game, say Jonathan Gannon stinks. I think Jonathan Gannon's done a good job, right? But
he's done a great job.
But do I trust him against great quarterbacks? And the answer there is no. Name me the elite or even above average quarterback that the Eagles have done well against. I mean, if you look at it this year, if you want to put Aaron Rodgers out there, who, by the way, didn't have a great season, but Aaron Rodgers didn't have a great game.
No, he's not an elite quarterback.
Right, like he's not there anymore.
No.
Like Kirk Cousins. I mean, Kirk Cousins is
close to elite.
Well, I mean, he's a playoff quarterback. He puts up big numbers. Defense did a good job against Kirk Cousins. Yep. I don't want to take anything away from him.
Yep.
How about against Dak Prescott, who I'm not saying is elite
near
him?
No.
Well, Dak Prescott put up 40 points, had 347 yards and 3 touchdowns. So, and I would like to look at other quarterbacks they played this year, but you can't because, Jack, who's the next best quarterback other than the ones we mentioned?
Jared Goff.
Right, Jared Goff.
Hey, OG Way had him as number 8 in his top 10, his top 20, I believe.
Yeah.
The guy's a visionary. I don't know what else to tell
Jared,
you guys.
Jared Goff had a nice year, right? So the only thing I can then look at is what happened last year when this Eagles defense, which has different personnel, and that's important to note, but the scheme, Jonathan Gannon defense, I mean, they were putting up NFL records as far as completion percentage and just marching down the field to a slow death. We saw it a number of times last year. So do I think that's the same defense this year? I don't. But am I still worried? And do I trust Gannon against a Pat Mahomes and an Andy Reid? I can't say that I do. Right? So maybe they come out, the defense is great, and Pat Mahomes is shut down, and they only give up 20 points, 23 points, and the Eagles win. And I think that's how they have to win. And I'm not saying that I'm not picking the Eagles to lose the game, but probably my biggest worry is Jonathan Gannon against Pat Mahomes, just because we haven't seen him excel against the good quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Do you trust Jonathan Gannon in this game?
I do. And I think you bring up a lot of good points. I think they're all valid as facts. When you think about the quality of quarterbacks this team has beaten under the 2 years this coaching regime has been here, it's nothing to write home about. I mean, anytime we're talking about Gilbert Godfrey and Daniel Jones and some of these other guys that played quarterback over the last 2 years, I get it. I think that's a legitimate argument against believing in Jonathan Gannon. But I'm going to have sort of blind faith. And I say this because I think I look at the Eagles and the way they play defense this year and how they've been so dominant, particularly up front. I don't want this to come out the wrong way, but I got to say it is what it is. It's almost Gannon proof.
Mm. Happy Monday.
It's almost Gannon proof, right? And the thing that I'll say with that is that I applaud Jonathan Gannon for either being ahead of the curve or being up with the times when it comes to how you play defense in today's game. The idea of forcing an offense to go multiple plays, to be patient and almost perfect in order to score a touchdown versus risk versus reward, bringing extra pressure, potentially giving up big plays over the top, things of that nature, pass interference, all those type of things that can happen when you're in man-to-man coverage and all-out blitzes. I'm okay with that because I think if people were to step back and take off the blinders that they have for Jonathan Gannon, meaning in a I'm against what he's doing, and look at what the majority of the league is doing, they'll see that Jonathan Gannon is right in lockstep with a lot of the top defenses in this league when it pertains to bringing pressure, extra guys, and all those things versus trying to get pressure with your front four and leaving more men in coverage. Jonathan Gannon is right there with the top defenses in this league that do that. So I believe in that. Then secondly, I'll go with the talent that we got up front. I really believe that is the strength of the defense. Listen, I like Bradbury and I like Slay. You know, I'm a Slay guy. But this isn't Deion Sanders and Rod Woodson we're talking about out there playing cornerback. Like, they can be had if they're going up against really top corners are measured not just by the receiver that they cover, but also by who's throwing the ball. Yeah. So the guy that's pulling the trigger on the other side also has something to do with how much success that receiver is going to have against said corner.
Remember last year when Slay was going up against the number one wide receivers and he was getting beat, right? He was also going up against really good quarterbacks.
It was usually a good quarterback on the other end of that. Yes. It's hard to gauge how you go up against Justin Jefferson when you feel like you're daring Kirk Cousins to throw the ball over there to you. Some teams just don't know how to play defense. Right. The Eagles have figured that out. But when you're talking about going up against some of these other guys, I thought if you look back, Tom Brady, I don't know what his numbers were against the Eagles last year. I think he had relatively good success. We know Derek Carr almost completed 90% of his passes. Zay Jones basically revitalized his career against us.
So Brady had 297 passing yards.
Okay.
Derek Carr had 323 passing yards.
Pat Mahomes
had a big day. Justin Herbert had a big day. And it wasn't just the yardage.
Dak Prescott
had a huge game.
Right.
It's not just the yardage because everybody –
But we saw those games, though. We saw the games.
But to what you're saying, and my point is that –
they weren't junk yards.
No, they were precision. We're slow death. We're gonna have an 8 minute drive where we're going to 6, 7, 10 yards a pop, and you're gonna lose. And they killed them. They did. Yeah. They were tough games to watch. They really were.
I will say this, and it's the one caveat I have to sort of lean towards because, quite frankly, it hasn't happened, so it hasn't been proven wrong with this team. This defense isn't last year's defense. That's when they went up against those quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Last year. This defense, we have feasted on some of the lesser quarterbacks, but it doesn't mean we can't have relatively the same success against the top quarterbacks because, quite frankly, we have the secondary, we're completely healthy, we got the corners, and we're completely healthy up front. So we have the personnel to actually be successful. Yep. I'm interested in seeing what it looks like against Pat Mahomes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that offense. Because we have the personnel. It's not like last year we didn't have the personnel.
Well, they couldn't get to the quarterback last year.
Right.
And it showed.
This year you can.
Yep.
This year you can definitely do it with this defense, and that's why I have the confidence in Jonathan Gannon because I use that term as Gannon proof because I believe that's how much talent it is on the defense.
Mm. 31 of 34, Derek Carr last year.
31 of 34.
323, two touchdowns.
Man, Derek Carr ain't had a day like that ever in his life.
And the Raiders benched him tonight, apparently.
Yeah, last night. The skills competition, whatever that was.
Man.
Jack, confidence meter on Jonathan Gannon. See, I'll say this, right? If they can't – here's why I don't trust Gannon. And it's right to your point, Ike. If they can't get to the quarterback, because that's been the secret to their sauce this year is getting to the quarterback. Yeah. 15 more sacks than the next best team, which is the Chiefs, by the way.
Yeah.
15 more sacks. 70 sacks. If they can't get to the quarterback, how much trust do I have in Jonathan Gannon that he's going to be able to do what he's got to do to make adjustments during the game, to stop the bleeding, and then what? If you can't get to Pat Mahomes. Jack, how do you feel about this? Do you trust Jonathan Gannon?
My trust level is beyond low in Jonathan Gannon. And it's frankly the only thing that I could see costing them this Super Bowl. And I feel like people are just putting on blinders when they talk about the Eagles' defense. Like, oh, 7 points here, 7 points here in the first two games. And it's like, can we use our brains a little bit? Like yesterday, a guy brought up how they had the lowest scoring defense since the 2000 Ravens in the playoffs. It's like they're going against Josh Johnson, Brock Purdy, Christian McCaffrey.
And Brock
threw a
Purdy
pass.
Couldn't throw it.
Yeah,
yes,
and Daniel Jones.
Right.
So
I don't need to go that far with it. Yeah.
Yeah. So like Dak Prescott torched this defense, and we talk about hopefully they can get home. They couldn't get home that day, and he was 24 of 24 against zone for 300 yards. Like. Patrick Mahomes is in such a different stratosphere than any quarterback they've faced going back to last year, and that's scary. And it's Andy Reid. Andy Reid versus Jonathan Gannon seems like a mismatch compared to Sirianni versus Steve Spagnuolo.
Yeah.
And it's the one thing that I think could cost them because I don't remember the last great quarterback or even good quarterback they've completely shut down. I mean, Jared Goff's the best quarterback they've played this year probably, and he scored 35 points on them. They shut down Kirk Cousins, but that was week two. They beat Trevor Lawrence. That was week four in a new system. Like, it's a worry, and I think people need to talk about it more.
215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, Football Friday. Jaws is joining us at 3 o'clock. Elliot, a little bit later on the show, 4 o'clock. And we'll get the latest on the Eagles as they prepare to head out to Arizona. But start with you, 215-592-9494. Do you trust Jonathan Gannon against Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid? Let's go to Lou. Our buddy Lou in Denver's checking in. What's up, Lou?
What's up, guys? Going to the bowl. I am so pumped. Are you guys going to be down there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be there.
All right, hopefully.
We'll be there for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday shows.
Okay, I'll be there Friday to Monday. But No, I trust Gannon. I trust Gannon. I mean, look at the results, man. And I think the one game where there was some miscues was, the Cowboys game and the 3rd and 30. But when you look at the entirety of the season – I mean, their defense was basically number one, right behind the 49ers. And
against who?
You know what? Number two, you know, I mean.
No, again, what I'm saying is against who?
Against who?
Yeah.
Who they played, man. I mean, that's who they're going to play. So I get it. He's easily the best quarterback they're going to face because he's the best quarterback in the league, right? You double-team Kelce, which I think he will do. Because they're going to try to go underneath quick passing so the defense doesn't get to them, the defensive line. He's going to do that. I think he will do that. And he's going to play the percentages on the outside with the two best corner tandems in the league in Slay and Bradbury. He's going to come through. And I love that quote. If you didn't see it, a guy caught him going to the game.
Yeah, we saw.
He said something we couldn't say on the air about the 49ers. I just think that gives you
confidence against Pat Mahomes because he dropped an F-bomb to a fan in the parking lot.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So, man, hey, right. You know what? We'll have to find out. It's going to be close. I keep saying it's going to be closer, but I still think we win by 4 to 7 points, and he's going to come through. We're going to get a couple turnovers.
Okay.
Wait and see, Johnny.
All right. Listen.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
I'm not being negative, John, and I'm not predicting that the Eagles are going to lose the game. But if I'm looking at 2 Mondays from now, where we come on the air and we're like, oh my God, like it's because if they play in the 30s, I don't think they win the game. Right? The defense needs to hold the Chiefs and Pat Mahomes somewhere in the 20s, mid-20s. But they score in the 30s. I think that is the easiest way for the Eagles to lose this game. You don't want a shootout, which means the defense is going to have to show up. And this isn't the most potent Chiefs offense, I don't think, even though he threw for a lot of yards, more yards this year than last year. But he's still Pat Mahomes, and he's still dangerous. So they haven't seen anything like Pat Mahomes this year. Mm-hmm. Dak Prescott's the best quarterback they faced.
And we know what we think about Dak.
Yeah.
And he still put up 40 on us.
He sliced them and diced them.
After he threw a pick six.
After he threw a pick six early, right?
Yeah.
Sliced them and diced them. Yeah. So, you're entitled to have, like, not every team, not every game you're going to come out and you're going to be dominant or anything like that. The problem is I don't have anything else to lean on. I don't have anything else to be like, all right, yeah, but they did really well this week, or they did really.
Well, the funny thing is I believe most people would agree that if the Eagles were to lose this game, that would be how they lose it. Right? I mean,
yeah.
Most that would be the fear most people would have is
they
that
can't get off the field.
Pat Mahomes is going down the field on us.
Now look at some of these quarterbacks.
Now it doesn't mean he would put up 30 points in that game, but if you're talking about a final drive, I don't know if people were like, I would rather have our defense out there and I believe we can stop Pat Mahomes.
I'd much rather have Jalen on the field. Jack, would you rather have the offense on the field behind or the defense on the field in the
offense
lead?
On the field behind.
You're nuts.
Why?
You're nuts.
First off, Jalen's a winner. Correct. Okay. Jonathan Gannon's a loser.
Oh, come on.
And Hurts would march him right to. Who has a better chance of, like, do I trust Gannon stopping Pat Mahomes? He has 3 playoff comeback wins in the last drive, and the next closest is 1. I mean, this is what he does.
Yeah.
He's like Brady, except with more talent.
It makes me want to throw up just thinking about it, Jack.
No, I hear you. I would rather have the lead and have to fend off.
No, it'd be soul-crushing. It'd be soul-crushing watching him march right down the field. They're playing 10 yards off on the outside.
Okay, yeah. let me put it this way. Okay, if we're talking about a field goal, that's different. If we're talking about
that's a loss.
Yeah, if we're talking about a touchdown, I'll have confidence.
I'd rather
in
have the
defense.
Lead and the touchdown. I agree. Sure.
Right.
Field goal, opposite.
Yeah. I would be afraid with a field
even
goal.
Even with like 27 seconds left in the game.
I don't give a damn. It's 5 seconds left in the game. Yeah. I'm with you.
He always finds a way to go 40 yards in a matter of 10 seconds.
Yeah. Now, the one thing that's
nice. Some linebacker, boy, we don't have Derek Barnett, so we don't have to worry about a penalty.
Exactly. And they've been pretty good about that this year.
Wow, I wonder why.
Well, Jannard Avery's gone 58. That was the one last year against Brady.
And
58 can't make
and,
Barnett.
Barnett's out of there.
But the other nice part is obviously no Tyreek. So they're not like as explosive.
That's true.
Oh, sure.
They still can put up a ton of points whenever, but it's more methodical rather than
They changed the way they do things.
Play guy. Yeah, that one play guy. That's Tyreek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Jay in Coatesville. Jay, how are you, buddy?
Hey guys, how you guys doing?
Hi Jay.
I had to tell you guys a story. I had just came back from Jamaica for my birthday, and we were watching the championship game at our sports bar on a resort, and it was like 15-20 of us watching it, and we had some Giants and Cowboys fans coming there saying that we're going to lose. And as soon as it went up 28-7, they got quiet.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh yeah, game was over.
Yeah,
then.
I bet.
Yeah.
But they were talking trash when they scored the seven points and tied the game. But after that, it went dead quiet from those fans. They walked out.
Yeah, when it was 7-7 and the Eagles weren't moving the ball a whole heck of a lot. I was like, oh,
I was tight.
Yeah, I was like, all right. But then after that, you're right. Right in the second half, they kind of took care of them.
It was good. It was just funny seeing Cowboy fans in Jamaica with us and Giants fans talking all this trash, and then
that's funny.
It just went real quiet. I mean, it was like the link in Jamaica. It's in sports bar.
That's cool. That's an interesting way place to watch the game for sure. What do you think about this game on in 2 Sundays, Jay?
I believe we're going to win, but I have to agree with you and Ike that I really don't have too much faith in getting it.
No, that's not where I'm coming from. He's
that's Johnny
from
Marks.
That
yeah.
side. That's Johnny
yeah.
Marks. I yeah. got faith in Jonathan Gannon.
Blind faith here, even. It's
cool. Well, I'm sorry.
It is blind faith, though. Yeah, it is blind faith. Yes.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Ike, because you know I grew up watching you with the Eagles from the 2004 Super Bowl with you guys, and I don't really have that much faith in Gannon, but I believe in the end with Jalen Hurts and this team as a whole, we're going to pull out the win and. We're going to hoist that Lombardi Trophy again.
All right. I mean, listen, it may be one of those well, Super Bowl 52 was a shootout, so we know that.
Yep.
And that was supposed to be two pretty good defenses coming into the game.
That was the Eagles' strength.
Yeah, like, turned out to be a shootout. The Patriots normally have a good defense. They didn't play Malcolm Butler that day. Nick Foles was hot, you know, that day, and – you had points galore. So I don't know what those two defenses were ranked that year. I don't know if these are higher, but I know the Eagles had a pretty good defense. I would imagine they were somewhere from 13 on up, 12 on up that
yeah,
year.
Yeah.
And the Patriots defense is normally a top 10 defense.
Right. Yeah, and it was the exact opposite of what we thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
So, and everybody seems
straight
to
up
think
shootout.
This
yeah.
is going to be the under. So, yeah, you're right. It's probably going to be 40-37.
Honestly, that's what I hope it is.
Yeah.
I mean, the more scoring, the more opportunities you got a chance to hit prop bets. So,
all right.
Yeah, scoring, yards, that's all we care about.
One game parlays.
Well, I mean, we care about the Eagles winning, but.
Yes, first.
Then our bets need to hit, too.
Slightly yeah. over the best.
I think I had a dream last night that after the Eagles won, I was more excited that I won like an NBA play like the same night. It was
you
bad.
You won a parlay that
yeah,
night.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Money always comes first. We know.
Yeah, hey, man.
215-592-9494. Yeah, money over Eagles, Jack?
No.
Not at all.
215-592.
I would never.
9494.
Depends on how much money.
Marks and Race.
How many emotional hedges are we going to get on? I mean, people have got to start betting Kansas City money line, right? Like, I need that line to flip so bad. I hate being favorites heading into a game against Mahomes and
yeah,
and
it just it doesn't feel right.
No, it doesn't.
It does not feel
they should
right.
be dogs. Just saying. They should be dogs.
Yeah, so it hasn't moved. I actually didn't look at it today.
Yeah.
Yeah, still sitting at 1.5. Strong line.
Mm-hmm.
Strong line. 215-592-9494. All right, all your calls coming up. Jaws is coming up at 3:00. But do you trust Jonathan Gannon heading into the Super Bowl? Are you starting to finally believe in him? Are we believing in Gannon? Are we on the Gann wagon? No. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Back after this.
Hey guys, this Valentine's Day, give her the next best thing to wear, nothing at all, with soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram. Now we're talking sexy, sultry, and naturally nude pajamas. They feel just like her soft skin. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and touch of these pajamas are so seductive that you'll both love the feel of them. Now leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas. Now she'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all. Order today and save 25%. Make sure you use code NUDE. That's right, NUDE. That's 25% saving on a best-selling Valentine's Day gift. Now, Pajamagram will even wrap the whole gift up for you free. That's right, 25% off naturally new pajamas and free gift packaging. Listen, if you missed out on the offer during Christmas, don't make the same mistake twice. Give her naturally nude pajamas, which you need to order today because last year they sold out before Valentine's Day. Here's what you do. Go to Pajamagram.com right now. That's Pajamagram.com. Use code NUDE. N-U-D-E, nude. And save 25% off your order of naturally nude pajamas and tell them I sent you. Ooh, that boy almost got a 10-incher.
We're back, Mark Sudarese. Jaws joins us coming up at 3 o'clock. Elliot, Eagles are going, having practice right now. Elliot's coming up at 4 o'clock. Avante Maddox apparently is wearing a boot. Not a boot like we're talking about hockey. He's wearing a boot. He has a protective boot on. And I guess he wasn't practicing if he's wearing a protective boot. So I don't
no,
know.
No, I wouldn't know. He's not practicing.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's precautionary.
Yeah, they came out and said it was precautionary.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's good at least. But
Still, it's still a boot.
No,
I don't know if that's good. If he was supposedly healthy last week and he has a boot on this week.
Yeah, he played in the game last week and the boot's on this week. That can't be can't be good news.
Yeah, I would imagine he aggravated it somehow, irritated it, and it's not. It's clearly not completely healthy. You don't go from being completely healthy to putting a boot back on, so.
No,
it's clearly not healthy.
Yeah, he came back probably before he would have normally, and he re-aggravated it, wasn't ready to go. So we'll see what that means for the Super Bowl. But I don't even remember how much he played.
Well, the good thing is the 49ers didn't throw the ball, so it didn't matter, right? It's not like he had to cover anybody.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's why I didn't remember how much he played, because they didn't throw the ball.
Yeah, 49ers didn't throw the ball, so yeah.
Oh, man. Twitter question. We'll talk to Elliot about that coming up here at 4 o'clock. Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're getting engaged, visit the home team. Best selection of diamond engagement rings to fit every budget. Online, marks-jewelers.com. And Jack asked you today on Twitter, do you trust Jonathan Gannon and the Eagles defense heading into the Super Bowl? Yes or no? And, 91% trust Jonathan Gannon. Come on, man.
Wow.
What a flip for this city.
Come on.
He does one video where he's cursing at people, and 91. Now he's Buddy Ryan.
That's why I love the city, man.
It's unbelievable. And it'll be, 91% of what I'm fired if they lose the game in two Sundays.
Yep.
Jack, also put the one out there. What would you rather have? Eagles with a lead and Eagles defense on the field or vice versa? Mm-hmm. I think that's an interesting question. OG Wade is checking in. OG Wade's been very supportive of Jonathan Gannon, I believe. OG Wade, how are you?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Thanks for coming out to thanks for coming out yesterday. Your fans were happy to see you. People were talking about you.
Yep.
It's always good to come out there and help you guys, man. And when I walked up in there, I felt like Ike needed me. You know what I'm saying? Like there was this little chocolate thing sitting over there on the side, and I'm like, okay, I got to get this somehow in these ingredients that we all mix together here. But, Jack,
I don't even know what you mean by any of this, but it sounds good, and I appreciate it.
But we had a lot of soul up in there, let's just say that, all right?
Well, there was a couple.
Later on, there
was a couple.
Yeah, they came through, OJ. They wound up coming through.
Came from the tennis line, but you know, come on, man. Hey, listen.
That is a diverse area, Willow Grove.
Yeah,
wait, just so you know.
Yeah, Bull.
No, it is. What are you talking about?
I didn't say it wasn't. I'm telling Jack. I'm telling you what the – you talking about that eye test, damn it? I got it. I got the eye test. Listen, I'm going to tell you this here.
Yes.
Jack – now, Jimmy's my boy, but Jack is the best damn producer in the world because, boy, if Jack – knew what was sitting in front of y'all. It was almost like y'all was in church and these people looking at y'all and Jack firing off the hardest wood I've ever seen.
Hardest wood in front of old ladies and
children.
Young children, everything. Yes.
Yeah.
And these women, oh boy. And Jack up in there just firing off.
And poor Ike's got to be like, that's nude, NUDE.
No, he's doing stuff. There go, John. Come on, Jack.
I was hoping that Kyle Quinn, the engineer, would have lowered the levels on the PA so he wasn't broadcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
At least for the, you know, the live studio audience. But anyway.
I love Cox.
Yeah.
Well, Kyle did his job because he wasn't that damn loud. So, you know what I mean?
All right.
Yeah. You know, but listen, it's a mixed thing with me with Jonathan. But when he's got all of his weapons, like when we're he's not trying to look where as though he don't trust this and trust that, he's awesome. You know what I'm saying? So I trust more of the players that's on the field. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And John, I think we're mixing up that the players is out there playing. They the ones that's got to go out there and stop Patrick Mahomes. But if you look at the grand scheme of things and how we as a defense get taken advantage of, it's not – we've never, ever stopped any quarterback from his placement of the ball where he wanted to go. Our thing has always been putting enough pressure on the quarterback where he don't make some kind of plays. So I have more confidence in that front four putting the pressure on Patrick Mahomes and not allowing him the time that he would need to even do some damage to our defense versus – you know, us stopping a great quarterback like Patrick Mahomes. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I think our D-line will not allow Patrick to just sit back there and do what he do. Because if you look at the games that the Kansas City played and the defense that they played against, the ones that he does very well against is actually the ones that blitz him and come after him.
Yeah.
The ones that he struggles with is the ones that put seven in coverage and rush that four. That's hard to do. You know what I'm saying? So he struggles there because he don't have the patience to deal with that kind of thing, you know what I mean? And you got to understand, he's still a young player too.
Here's the other thing to piggyback on what you're saying. He also doesn't have Tyreek Hill, who dictates coverage. So you don't have double coverage on Juju Schuster-Smith or Marquez Valdes-Scantling and all of that. So I think a lot of times that coverage being dictated by Tyreek Hill opened up windows for Pat Mahomes. Now he has to be a little more patient this year and sit and trust these guys. He hasn't gone up against a secondary and a front seven like the Eagles this year. He hasn't gone up anything this good.
If you look at his last game against Cincinnati, and I'm going to say this here, if it wasn't for that penalty, they don't win that game.
Or it goes to overtime.
Oh, it's definitely going to overtime. Then,
I was just looking at how they were able to take Kelce away. Kelce was getting off early in that game, but Cincinnati completely took him away in the second half. Mm-hmm. So really, he was struggling to find a playmaker out there.
Yep.
They don't run the ball. They don't even try to run the ball. I mean, the runs that they do, I think it might be because of the damn Andy Reid may be out of breath from calling the last two plays or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's not like they even do it to really be effective at it, and I don't think they really look to do that. So, also, our offense is going to be our defense as well because we're going to be putting points on the board because I can guarantee you that defense they got over there, they can't stop us. No. So you're looking at our defense and our offense as our defense. If that makes sense or not.
No, it makes sense for sure.
All right, Wade. So,
go ahead.
All right, brother.
Yep. And that's how a lot of teams used to play Kansas City, where you would try to have more of a ball-controlled offense, and you didn't want to give them the football. Problem was, it didn't take them very long to score back in those days. They didn't need 3, 4, 5 minutes necessarily to score. They could hit you with quick strikes and big plays with Tyreek Hill. They have to be patient now. Like, he's got his numbers, but they also throw a lot.
Yep.
Yeah, you know what I mean? They throw a lot every game for him to get his numbers, so a lot of it is put on his arm, on his arms. I don't know how many explosive plays. I'd be interested to know where they rank that as far as explosive plays this year versus actually methodically moving the football down the field. Now, to all this, you know what counters all of that? They were the number one scoring team in the league. They were the highest scoring team in the league. So I can give you all this other stuff. The bottom line is they were the highest scoring team in the league in the NFL.
Yep. Just doing it a different way probably,
They just did it a different way.
Yeah.
Pat Mahomes still put up more passing numbers.
Yep.
To me, it says they threw the ball more. I don't think they ran the ball as frequently this year, or a lot of their runs, as we know Big Red, he likes to tell you that the screen and the swing passes to the running backs are just an extension of the run game.
Right.
You're just getting the ball to the running backs out on the perimeter versus behind the line of scrimmage. So maybe a lot of those throws came to Jerick McKinnon out of the backfield that they would use for as part of their running game. You know, Isaiah Pacheco, he's up and down all year. I believe him. I had him in one of my fantasy leagues. Like, some weeks it was cool to have him, and then other weeks you're like, man,
you get nothing.
You get nothing out of him.
Because they just, some weeks they just wouldn't run the
ball.
They
wouldn't run the ball.
Right. Yeah, I can't find the only thing I can see here is that in 2021 they were second in the league in explosive plays. The Rams were the only team that had more. Mm-hmm. I'm finding here from somebody, and this wasn't for the entire season. This was back like a little while ago. So this is through 12 games. As far as explosive plays or what's considered a big play, which would be receptions 20 yards or more.
Not the Eagles' explosive plays a year ago, not those.
So if you're doing receptions of 20 yards or more, the Chiefs had 54.
Through 12 games.
Which would be the most in the NFL.
Wow. So they were still able to get explosive plays.
So I don't know. I don't know what happened after that. I would assume it was about the same, but that's 10 more than the next.
Yeah, I was going to say, it didn't go down that far. So they were still one of the top teams when it comes to explosive plays. So think about that. Even without Tyreek Hill,
they still had
explosive plays. Yeah.
Yep. The Eagles had 43. Mm-hmm. Explosive plays rushing, which is considered 10 yards or more, they had 33, which is the second worst in the NFL.
Yeah.
Yep.
I wouldn't even expect him to have 33.
No, I mean, and I'll bet you on, like you were just saying, on some of the 20-yard receptions, that could be a dump off to Jerick McKinnon on a wheel route or a screen pass.
Yards. Of course, yeah.
So they're not explosive down the field like they
were. No, they certainly weren't that way. No.
But they still get chunk yards. That's pretty clear.
That means they're great run after the catch guys. I mean, he threw for over 5,000 yards. So, like, the yardage and the touchdowns are still there.
Yeah. Big plays. They were, if you're adding the rushing and the receiving, big plays, they're top five.
Well, there you go. Offense is still a big play offense.
And the Bears are number one because they had 68 big plays, and most of them are rushing. That's Justin Fields
most of
doing
rushing.
Flips
I
and stuff.
I would imagine if all of them were rushing.
68 of them were rushing. Yeah. Wow. All right, let's go to Kyler. Kyler's calling from the state of Texas. I agree. Kyler, go ahead, buddy. How are you?
Yes, sir. How are y'all?
How are you?
What's up,
I'm doing
Kyler?
Great, man. I'm enjoying this nice Texas weather, but enjoying my birds going to the Super Bowl even better.
Mm. All right. So where in Texas are you, Kyler?
Amarillo, Texas. It's up towards the top of Texas, about 2 hours north of Texas Tech.
All right. Amarillo. And you started – you're obviously from there. I can hear in your accent. Did you did the Eagle? You were drawn to the Eagles as a kid, or how did you arrive being an Eagle fan?
Yeah, as a kid. So, yeah, I was going to thank Ike. So Ike's era of football – was when I started falling in love with the Eagles, man, about 98, 99. Mm-hmm. I can't lie. My mom used to dress me in Raiders and Cowboys stuff when I was like four because they were hot in the 90s. But then I didn't want to be mediocre my whole life. Got old enough to understand football. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, I really like these Eagles. I remember them drafting Ike. And then I remember Donovan coming. We had Brian Dawkins. We had Brian Westbrook. And I was like, man, I just love watching these Eagles.
Appreciate
I love watching
Kyler.
Donovan McNabb at Syracuse, and I was like, man, let me like him. So I just fell in love with him then, and I've been a Birds fan since then.
Man, great to talk
man,
to you.
Awesome, brother.
What do you remember about the Eagles drafting Ike?
Stop being that. Stop being. Don't listen, Kyler. Yeah. Don't fall down that rabbit hole.
No,
he's been a hater right now. He's been a hater, Kyler. He's been a hater.
I can't lie. I just remember them. I just remember the name. That's all I remember is him. Is the name coming over? And then just growing up watching that dominant defense, the Jim Johnson defense. I like I said, I was
that,
only
that would make you like every other Eagles fan when I got drafted. They didn't have a clue of who I was when I got drafted.
I just knew, I said, I just remember the name. You can't Reese. I remember that. I loved Reese's.
A lot of penalties too that rookie year. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, but man, I just remember the dominant defense. So I got to thank you and all those other Eagles players of that era. That dominant defense and getting me to fall in love with the Birds. So I'm trying to pass it on to my three boys right now. My baby boy, he's my big Birds fan right now. His first word, I'm sure that he knows how to spell, is going to be Eagles. He's almost there.
Oh, there you go. Eagles.
There you go.
Yeah.
Got to do it.
Yeah. But what I was calling to say was pretty much the last guy kind of stole my thunder. What I was going to say was pretty much I trust the players more than I trust Gannon's defense. I don't trust Gannon calling, but I trust our defensive players to execute more than him. And the thing is with our line, I agree with, I think Ike was saying it about, I don't want to, you know, if Mahomes goes in the 30s, that's the scary part. I want to keep Mahomes off the field.
But I do think if we do get to that 30 mark where our defense is on the field more than we like, I think our defensive line rotation will come in clutch, and that will be our key to getting pressure on him.
Mm. All right, Kyler, so, man, good to talk to you,
and
bro.
One more thing. I don't know. Yeah. I have a lot to say, but I know I don't want to take all day, but one more thing. I don't know if y'all have been paying attention to Twitter and stuff. I stay on my Twitter a lot, being in Texas. That's how I keep up with my Eagles and my Eagles games and all that. Mm-hmm. But I can't believe 91% of people trust Jonathan Gannon. Just all the times I've seen on Twitter this year and last year since he's been here, the people bash him so bad. And I don't see where the 91% comes
so
from.
So they're in the Super Bowl.
Well, close to the game, yeah.
Yep, they're in the Super Bowl. And yeah. And he yelled, "We're going to effing gut the 49ers." And everybody loves him. It's down to 90%. Down to 90%. Andrew in Havertown. Andrew, what up? How are you?
John, I couldn't disagree with you more about entrusting Jonathan Gannon and the defense for that matter. Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's up, Andrew?
So, you know, it's not like Patrick Mahomes lit the world on fire in the Super Bowl. I mean, in his two appearances, he's only thrown for two touchdowns and has four interceptions. And that's against, you know, the Tampa Bay Bucs, who were all over him. Now, I grant you that the Chiefs offensive line was absolutely atrocious and he was running for his life the entire game. Mm-hmm. But if not for a special play in the fourth quarter against the Niners, I mean, they're 0-2 in the Super Bowl under Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes. So I say that to say, if you look at the past two defensive performances against the Niners and the Giants, one quarterback like Daniel Jones, who was, you know, their offense was, you know, rolling, and it took, you know, maybe one play from the Eagles offense to really set the tone of the game. Once they were able to get ahead, I think, you know, really just makes the other team one dimensional. And now you can pin your ears back, and then you have a front like the Eagles have, where Hassan Reddick could just go get the quarterback and be a game wrecker.
Mm-hmm.
And if with Patrick Mahomes being under pressure, like, which I imagine will be mostly all day with the Eagles front, I just don't see how, you know, with the Chiefs being down a lot of their wide receivers, how they're going to really take advantage of this Eagles defense. I just don't see it. So I guess I'm understanding it. So I'm trying to understand where your hesitation is. I mean, I grant you that last year wasn't really a great barometer of what defense is, because also the players are completely different this year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I understand that, you know, this year the defense gave up on the road, you know, a lot of points.
But all right. I mean, listen, it's pretty simple. They haven't done well against good quarterbacks. And so that would be the hesitation, right? Doesn't mean that they're going to get sliced and diced and roasted. It means that when they faced good quarterbacks in the last two seasons, they haven't done well.
But this defense is different now. And Ike said also that
was it different against the Cowboys and Dak Prescott when they gave up 40 points?
Gave up, what, four turnovers and gave them the short field how many times? I mean, talking about a team that also didn't have their starting quarterback, and if they had Jalen Hurts, it's likely a different outcome.
Right, but the defense still wouldn't have played well, right?
Well, that's not true, because if it's not for that third and forever...
Why can't you just say the defense didn't have a good day?
Well, hold on. I didn't say they didn't have a good day, but I'm telling you, if they were putting...
No, I know, but like the actual answer to that is, yeah, that wasn't the best day for the defense, right? Like, whether or not there's excuses for it, the defense didn't have a good day. You're right. Like, Jalen Hurts wasn't there. They probably win that game. They don't turn the ball over as much if Jalen Hurts isn't there, which contributed to some of the points. They also didn't have a great game. They haven't matched up well against Dak Prescott. The Eagles' defense just hasn't, right?
Well, it matters. All right, fine. You can say that from that game on. It's out December 24th. It's now what? February 3rd?
All right. Andrew, believe me, I already understand this. That no one, the defense is the greatest defense of all. Now it's the greatest defense of all time, and Jonathan Gannon is a great defensive coordinator. Weeks ago, I couldn't get anybody to say that Jonathan Gannon was a great defensive coordinator. It's just simply saying, if I'm looking for reasons or I'm looking for ways where the Eagles lose this game, I would say right at the top of the list is the matchup of the Eagles defense, Jonathan Gannon as a defensive coordinator, against Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes. They just haven't done well against great quarterbacks. And there's not a lot of examples from this season.
I mean, yeah, or the last season. I mean, since they've been here.
There's lots of examples. Yeah, like last year they didn't do well against good quarterbacks. This year they didn't face a lot of good quarterbacks.
Right.
The one that they did, they didn't do well against.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's something to that as far as if you don't fully believe in him. I look at where they are right now. I look at them being in full strength. I look at what's on the line. It really does boil down to how does Jonathan Gannon try to, I guess, counter whatever the Chiefs are trying to do? Like, if I'm the Chiefs, the first thing I'm thinking about is how do I protect Patrick Mahomes against this ferocious pass rush? It wouldn't be how do I get explosive plays down the field or this and that and the other. They'd be like, okay, when we want to throw the ball, when we want to run the ball, how are we running against this front? This is what the Eagles do in their running game versus what they do in their passing game. How do I counter that? And here's the other thing. They got 2 weeks for this. See, if you only had a week, that's different.
Now that's Andy Reid.
Yeah, you got 2 weeks. Now, it works both ways, right? Like Jonathan Gannon can come up with stuff that he should be able to try to affect Pat Mahomes. I'm already prepared mentally for a defensive game plan that's geared more towards give up stuff underneath versus I'm going to attack Patrick Mahomes. I'm just not gearing up for that.
Right.
Does that mean they won't blitz a couple times or maybe five times throughout the course of the entire game? Sure, that may happen. I just don't expect a steady dose of pressure. See, the one thing about Jonathan Gannon he'll do is if he feels he has a young quarterback back there or a quarterback that's limited from a physical and measurable standpoint, he can come after you.
You can take advantage of that.
Because you know you're not going to hurt him as much. So he'll take more chances when he sees there's an opportune time. Here's where I say you have a legitimate case that you're stating. We haven't seen him against a top quarterback be that way.
Yep.
Like, that's the only thing. So I can only go by he's going to basically do the same things he usually does when he's facing one of these top quarterbacks. My only solace I can take out of it is we have much better players, so we're better equipped to play that style of defense versus what we did last year.
Yeah, last year they didn't. They had 29 sacks on the season last year. They had 70 this year.
Right.
How many sacks do you think the Chiefs have given up this year, or where do you think they rank?
I know the Chiefs got one of the best pass protecting offensive lines in football.
26 sacks given up this year.
The entire year.
Only the Lions and the Bucks were better. And the Bucks, that's Tom Brady getting the ball out very quickly because they didn't have a great line.
Yeah.
Offensive line this year.
I guarantee you Tom Brady don't have the explosive plays that the Chiefs have.
Right. Right. Yes. And the Chiefs have a good
offensive
line.
So this ain't a bunch of dinking and dunking, like you're saying, getting the ball out quick.
The Chiefs have a good offensive line, but that's also a lot of Pat Mahomes wiggling around in that pocket. But
my only point is that you're not getting to him. And it's not because he's getting rid of the ball in 2 seconds.
So if you're reliant on getting to the quarterback as the key for your defense, this is a team that was sacked the third least in the NFL. Eagles are sacked 44 times. So the Chiefs were sacked 18 less times over the course of the 17 games. That's a lot.
And I would imagine the Chiefs threw the ball a lot more than the Eagles.
And that's also true. Yeah.
So there's more opportunities to sack
to
Patrick
be sacked.
Mahomes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, they got one of the best pass-protecting offensive lines in football for sure.
215-592-9494. So Jaws got some airline problems, Jack.
Yes.
Some delays, and now he's going to be in the air.
He's going back from the Bahamas. This guy's all over the place golfing.
I know. I saw him yesterday.
I know. I'm so jealous. He's like, come on, man.
Yeah, like, hold on, man. You better go to Arizona. What are you doing in the Bahamas?
He's a boy. He's taking a vacation before he's going to work in Arizona at his cigar party.
What is he doing in Arizona?
He's going to host a cigar party, which we're not going to be able to go to.
Exactly. That's the other thing.
Sucks.
We're going to miss it. We got Seth's, though, Wednesday.
Yes. Yeah, we'll have some fun Wednesday.
Yeah, we'll see if Seth let you guys in.
I may not even try to go.
What?
Coming up. Well, I mean, listen.
Well, you don't smoke cigars either.
But it's Arizona. There's some other stuff that's legal out there, I guess. Coming up.
Ooh, boy. I didn't even know all that.
Coming up.
Talking about gambling.
The anniversary of the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. We'll take a trip down memory lane with a montage of that day. More memories. Don't miss it. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, talk about Dr. Glatt for a second. Yep, drglatt.com, drglatt.com. You hear me yapping about Dr. Glatt and the hair restoration procedure a lot, but have you went to the website? You always have your phone in your hand anyway. You're always looking at something. Just go to drglatt.com.
look at the before and after pictures. You could see my before and after picture of what it looked like before, my hair looked like before, what it looked like after. My hair's fuller and thicker. And that's what Dr. Glatt, that's what his hair team, that's what the procedure is. It's not probably what you're thinking about, right? Like, this is your real growing hair. This is technology. This is what science can do for you in 2023. So if I was to say to you, hey, you're thinning, you're balding, would you like to get your hair back? Of course you would say yes, right? Most people would. You can do that with Dr. Glatt. So check out my before and after pictures. Go to my Instagram or my Twitter and see real pictures from real life of what my hair looks like right now. I also, about almost 2 years ago, when I had the hair restoration procedure, I documented it. I took before pictures. I put it side to side afterwards. I took videos of what it looked like the day of the procedure, the day after the procedure, the week after the procedure. It's a really good resource if you've been thinking about this. But again, drglatt.com or call his office. You can speak to his hair team right now, 610-980-4000, 610-980-4000 or drglatt.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.